Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's 4:30 on Friday. That means it's time for the Outdoors Outlook presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. Head to nanticokeoutfitters.com and make sure you book your next hunt or fishing excursion with my man, Captain Dave Fletcher, who joins us every Friday at 4:30 to give us a rundown of the hot spots to get to if you are an angler or a hunter. So, Dave, you know, normally we talk about the weather, but it actually looks like we're going to have a pretty decent weekend after tomorrow morning, weather-wise. So is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, I am. I'm seeing the same thing. It looks like maybe a little cloudy, overcast on Saturday, but then sunny on Sunday, winds out of the north, 10 to 15. Not bad at all. So what could you do this weekend? Well, let me tell you what's hot right now. At the Maryland side, the bluefish are still here, but not much longer. Remember, bluefish and Spanish mackerel will move out once that water gets just a little bit colder, so the cooler weather is going to be dropping the temps. So get out and take advantage of it before they're gone. There's lots of large red drum being caught right now in the lower bay and all around the Tangier Sound. Crabbing is still doing fairly well. It seems like it's now in the 12 to 16 foot range, but if you go out, be prepared to try different depths so that you can really pinpoint their location, because they're on the move. Now, the back bay of Ocean City, flounder fishing has been a struggle. I talked to a lot of the anglers that I fish with and other captains. Water clarity due to Ophelia is really a mess. So you're going to have to wait a few more days before that gets any better. And don't forget, sea bass ends September 30th. Now, it will come back in October, but you've got that small window that you cannot be catching sea bass. Now, looking over at Delaware, the croaker spot and flounder at the mouth of the Delaware Bay have been fairly consistent. It slowed down a little bit with the storms, but right now, because of water clarity, focus on the incoming tides. Much clearer water coming in. The nearshore reefs, they're going to be good for flounder this weekend. So if you got a chance to get out, I would definitely be doing that because you could catch some nice keeper-sized flounder. Now, remember, the water temps, they keep dropping. So those fish are going to keep moving further and further offshore. So get out and get after them before they're out of our reach.
Sounds like a plan. Now, Captain Dave, I know we've been excited for the last few weeks. Feels like it was just yesterday, but all of a sudden, you know, September's almost over. How's hunting season been going so far?
Yeah, I tell you, it's going really well. And as you know, we do a lot of sika deer hunting, and that's super popular in our area. But Ophelia kind of put a hurting on us a little bit. Between the storm surge and now we've got this full moon, you practically have to swim to the deer stand. It's been tough. Everywhere it's high water. But overall, the hunting's been good. We had a hunter from Philly harvest a nice sika this week. And for those that haven't been able to get out and scout, I'm going to tell you, the stags are bugling. They've started bugling. It's not a lot, but we'll definitely see that increasing. And I say by next week report, I'll probably be talking about the fact that they are consistently bugling. Now, I did see a stag trailing a sika hind while waiting for some hunters to come out and meet me at the end of their hunt. So I do think that love is in the air soon. So keep an eye out for that.
That's fascinating stuff. Now, Captain Dave, for the amateur like myself, what is bugling?
Yeah, so the sika stags, that's how they communicate. They have a bugle that they like to sound off in, and what they do is they announce their presence. So they will make that noise, and maybe one day I'm going to have to bugle for you so you get to hear it firsthand.
I was thinking maybe it's kind of like when I bust through a party room door and say, "Where's the beer?"
Yeah, very similar. Very similar. Well, I tell you, the deer hunting here on the peninsula is really an exciting endeavor for most hunters. And so, you know, with all the nice trophies we have to chase and the delicious sika deer that are right here in our backyard, guys, you got to get out.
And that sounds like a great weekend to do it. But if you're not going to hunt this weekend, we have the Shore Living Expo that's going on tomorrow at the Wicomico Youth and Civic Center. I know you're going to be there, Captain Dave, right?
Yes, sir. I will be there, and I'm going to have my good friend Boomer Davidson from Wild Memories TV, the Sportsman Channel, on hand to talk with folks and sign some autographs. And I brought our custom mud boat. It's going to be there. I put it in there this morning. It's got a 40-horsepower gator tail surface drive that I know a lot of people like to check out. So that'll be there. And Gary, you're going to have to stop by and check it out, too.
Well, I don't know. You said 40 horsepower. That's about 30 more than I'm allowed legally to handle.
Well, there you go. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula. And I look forward to seeing some folks this weekend at the Shore Living Expo.